This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the skincare and beauty channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with publisher and editor of Natural Beauty Expert, Belinda Hughes, who is a natural beauty expert, business owner, and beauty writer. Her passion aims to bring the natural beauty and wellness community together to showcase the best to the consumer. Belinda, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. It's good to be back.
So tell us how you started in natural beauty to kick things off today.
Sure. I started really early on, actually, when I began my beauty career at college. I got a job at a really nice salon in a good suburb in Canberra, and they happened to be a natural beauty salon. And it just started from there, really. I learnt, my normal college education, and I also learnt about essential oils and aromatherapy and all about toxic-free products and why chemicals can be bad for the skin and the body. And that just started a passion that hasn't really died down since then. I guess the more I discover, the more interesting it gets. And now there's just so many amazing natural products, and it's a real trend, and I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm so glad I got such an amazing start.
And Belinda, how did the brand Natural Beauty Expert begin?
Well, I started to blog a few years ago, and I was reading a lot about the wellness movement that was really emerging 5 years ago, and seeing lots of articles on Facebook and realizing that some of the social media content probably wasn't always accurate, written maybe by enthusiastic consumers, which is, still good. We encourage that. But I knew I had a wealth of expertise behind me, and I loved to write. So I started blogging, and out of this blogging, the brand just slowly grew. And my friend is a designer who has experience with magazines and nice high fashion branding and that type of thing. And we sat down one January in a pizza shop with a couple of pens and napkins and started to draw out a concept for the online magazine. And it was a platform that I wanted to share the best of the industry. So I knew that I had so many resources to share, and I knew so many amazing people in the industry with great information to share. So I created this platform where I could have my contributors sharing articles as well as me writing editorial and showing the best of the natural beauty products, and the market's just exploded. So it all sort of happened all at the same time, which was really wonderful.
Exciting times, no doubt. Now, tell us and get into, what do you hope to achieve on the Natural Beauty Expert site?
Definitely the education to the consumer is a huge driver for the publication. It always has been the goal from day one. So educating the consumer on how to empower themselves with information to choose the correct product, educating them with correct information. Like I've mentioned, those social media posts that I was reading 5 years ago that may not have been entirely accurate. So it was really important for me to get contributors that are qualified naturopaths, acupuncturists, nutritionists, those sorts of people, and sharing that accurate information for the consumer to read as well, so they're getting all the right information. And that's really shone through, which has been great. And last year, I was lucky enough to win an Edupreneur of the Year award in beauty, which was a great thrill. So I'm pretty sure that we are achieving our goals.
Congratulations on that achievement as well. Today we are with publisher and editor of Natural Beauty Expert, Belinda Hughes, here on eHealth Radio Skincare and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at eHealth Radio. Now, tell us how the natural beauty landscape has changed in the past 10 years.
Well, it has changed quite a lot. It's gone from very hard to find, almost non-existent, even almost that little bit dodgy cream in the health food store that you didn't quite know what it was and didn't really want to put on your body, to really sophisticated, a much larger market. You know, you can purchase it almost anywhere, online, health food stores, retailers. And the products themselves have also got a lot more sophisticated. It's no longer some aromatherapy in a base cream. You know, we're using really high antioxidants, like, you know, Kakadu plum, which is an Australian ingredient and so high in vitamin C. We're using whole vegetables in the skincare now as well. We're using enzymes and natural fruit acids. We're really achieving beautiful results in the skin. And it's not just the professional brands that are doing that too. I see some local brands here in Melbourne that their formulations are done in a way where, you know, you can achieve great skin and you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars at the beauty therapist. There's still a fantastic option and it's all toxic free. The market is just getting better and better. It's more sophisticated and I can probably see it in the next 10 years starting to overtake traditional cosmetics.
Quite interesting on the information shared on the changes over the last 10 years. In conclusion, Belinda, what is your biggest tip for people looking for natural skincare?
Doing your research, definitely reading the product labels is probably a little bit daunting, but if you can sort of understand at least what you're looking for in a product, then it will give you a good indication whether it's toxic free or not. So if you're picking up a cleanser, the first thing I look for are sulfates, and they are very detergent. They make the bubbles in skincare and they're very stripping on the skin. They're not good for you. And the other then key ingredients in the end of the ingredient list, you might see are parabens as well. Parabens are not good for the body. We're still not entirely sure exactly how they work in the body, but let's not find out on ourselves. So looking for those few cues within the labels is a good idea. And I also use an app called the Chemical Maze. So if you download the app on your phone, if you're not sure about an ingredient, because sometimes an ingredient can look like a chemical composition, but it's actually, I don't know, sweet almond or orange or something like that, but they've just used the chemical composition name, not the botanical name. So double checking on something like Chemical Maze app is a great idea as well. And then, of course, going to the retailers that promote that's what they do. So your online retailers that promote only natural beauty or organic beauty, health food stores that are going to have those natural brands, not your traditional cosmetics. It's a good place to start.
You certainly do have a lot of resources that we can tap into to have better natural skin care. We can't thank you enough for not only your time, but for your expertise and information shared here today. Certainly honored to get the message out for people to find and have more natural skin as well. Tell us, how can folks be in touch accordingly and how can they be informed and experience the natural beauty expert information?
Yeah, sure. Yes, of course, my website is also a fantastic resource for natural beauty. So you can just go to the URL, which is www.naturalbeautyexpert.com.au. We refresh our content monthly. And then there's a contact form on that website as well if you'd like to get in touch further.
Well, Belinda, we certainly do appreciate your time once again and for joining us and look forward to a future conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with publisher and editor of Natural Beauty Expert, Belinda Hughes, who is a natural beauty expert, business owner, and beauty writer. Her passion aims to bring the natural beauty and wellness community together to showcase the best to the consumer. And for more information and for contact, simply visit naturalbeautyexpert.com.au. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the skincare and beauty channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.